In a few days, I'll be heading up to sunny Newcastle, hopefully sunny, for the fantastic Thinking Digital Conference, which is organised by Herb Kim. And this year, I'm on a panel, chairing a panel, the title of which is What's Trending in Social Media? There is a fantastic set of panellists, really experienced, knowledgeable, so it should be really interesting. We have Stephen Waddington, online PR and social media expert, head of Speed Communications in London, and author of the recent book Brand Anarchy, about how companies are going to need to change the way they view their brand, given that they no longer control the messages about their brand that are out there. We have Jess from AVG, community support manager there, really experienced in terms of managing social media communities online. We have Documentally Christian from Documentally, who is a number of things, infamous online, very experienced in terms of using social media to share content, to report on events, and we have Will McInnes from Nixon McInnes, one of the oldest, I guess, and most well-respected social media agencies in the UK, and referred to on Thinking Digital website as the social media godfather, which I think is a very apt title. So we're going to be looking at a number of things, and the purpose of this audio boo was really to crowdsource some thoughts from the Twitter. So we're going to be looking at the more established platforms, so Facebook, Twitter, etc., and discussing kind of issues specific to them. So particularly Facebook, with everything that's happening around the IPO, the recent articles that have been doing the rounds from Doc Searls and the Technology Review about whether Facebook even has a sustainable business model for the long-term future. And I think also, you know, its strategy in terms of buying startups like Instagram, paying huge sums of money for them, is that good? Is that ridiculous? And what does it mean for people that are using Facebook? And I guess also discussion around Facebook and privacy, with Mark Zuckerberg's stated aim of effectively being the site on the internet through which you log into other sites using Facebook Connect. What does that mean, you know, for the future in terms of, you know, will you have to have a Facebook profile in order to exist usefully on the web? We're also going to be talking about new platforms. So one of the things that came out of South by Southwest this year was the whole area of social discovery apps. So the idea that you are in a place, a physical location, and these apps help you discover who is around you that you may want to talk to because you have something in common with them. So we're talking about apps like Glancy, which has, interestingly enough, just been bought by Facebook, Highlight, Banjo. There's some very... it throws up some questions around how useful these apps are, and I think what the future of that whole area of social discovery is. And looking at other platforms as well, so Pinterest, Storify, not so new, but, you know, gaining a huge amount of traction. And other things we'll be talking about, privacy and social media, you know, around what's the future, really. Are we going to have to share everything online? Alex Kratovsky's recent podcast series on the BBC, Digital Human, the hashtag DigiHuman, had a whole episode around this area of privacy and the notion that we are willingly sharing everything about ourselves online. What does this mean for future generations? again at South by Southwest this year, I went to a panel where there was discussion following the issue of Path being found out, the app Path being found out to effectively take all your contact details off your phone without making that clear. And one of the panelists, forget the name of the guy now, but he was adamant that, you know, privacy was kind of an overrated thing online, and that really we just need to accept that these days we exist in a world where privacy is less important than it was. And social business is another topic we'll be looking at. Will and Stephen, both, you know, experts in this area, really, you know, and this is around the idea of, is it enough for businesses to view social media as a kind of marketing tool? Well, obviously we know the answer to that is no. There's no like big revelation there, except that I've seen over the last 2 or 3 years of doing training for businesses in social media how still I think we're some way off the point at which customers have a truly kind of open and transparent relationship with businesses. Doc Searles talks about this notion of VRM, vendor relationship management, where the customer effectively controls the relationship that they have with a business. And that's kind of in some ways the ultimate aim of a social business. So yeah, that's one. And I guess future gazing as well. So clearly one of the points of a panel called What's Trending on Social Media is to think about, you know, what the next 12 months might be. Can we predict the future? Probably not. Anyway, so that's the overview of the panel, and I would be really chuffed if anybody had something they would like to chip in from Twitter in terms of any of those topics. And I guess, yeah, that's it really. If you can tweet me at Katie Moffat, or use the hashtag TDC, Thinking Digital Conference 12. I guess the hashtag for the panel will be hashtag TDC Social.